Okay, so today we will go to second chapter, connective process. Chapter 2, you can, today I will want you to refer to the book, page 24. Page 24, And we have learned the meaning of consciousness and different type of consciousness. Then the question comes, how the consciousness operate? How consciousness operate? This chapter answer the question. Consciousness operate in two ways. Number one, as a cognitive process, we call VT. Number two, process three. Under the cognitive process, we have two types of cognitive process. Number one is called five-door cognitive process, and number two is mind-door cognitive process. And under the process three, we have rebirth consciousness, bhavanga, and death consciousness. So consciousness operates in these two ways. Cognitive process, VT, and process three, VT muta. What is connective process? Please read the page 24. What is connective process? According to Abhidhamma, there is no moment when we do not experience consciousness of one kind or another. One kind of another means we have so many types of consciousness, right? Wholesome, unwholesome, resultant, and so on. So, and there's no moment when we do not experience consciousness hanging on to an object. For sense fear, consciousness, what are the objects the consciousness hang on to? What are the objects? I repeated many times this morning. Six types of object, right? Visible, sound, smell, taste, tangible and mental object. This is what the consciousness hanging on to it. Okay? For sense fear, for jhana, fine material consciousness, what is the object that fine material consciousness hang on to? Jhana. Yes, there are five. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, and fifth jhana. Okay? So when consciousness arises cognizing an object at one of the five sense doors, it does not occur at random, but rather in a series of discrete consciousness moment, leading from one consciousness to the next in a specific and uniform order. This order is in accordance with a fixed law of consciousness called citta niyama. Fixed law of consciousness. How it occurs, we will explain later. Okay, connective process occur in two ways. What are the two ways? Please answer according to the books. Five-door cognitive process and mind-door cognitive process. So what are the five-door cognitive process? Okay, ear door cognitive process, nose door cognitive process, tongue door cognitive process, and body door cognitive process. Each of the five door cognitive process takes its respective object of visible form, sound, smell, taste, or tangible. So these are the cognitive process. Now we come to process three. Bhavanga. What is bhavanga? Bhavanga consists of two words. Bhava, anga. Please see the PowerPoint. Okay. Bhavanga consists of two words. Bhava, Anga Bhavanga. What is Bhava? Existence. What is Anga? Factor. So Bhavanga means factor of existence. Why is called factor of existence? Please turn to the page 26. Okay, you read the, we will see the graph, two graphs here. We see the above one. Cognitive process is active. This cognitive process refers to the wave up and down, that wave, okay? This is called cognitive process. It's active because of the force of greed, hatred, and delusion. Or non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion. So it's very active. Therefore, this cognitive process up and down. Up and down. If your mind get anger, get angry, or deluded, then it will go very down. Okay? Okay. Then in between, you see, in between the two cognitive process, the mental stream cannot stop. So what maintains the continuity of consciousness? Yeah, then you see the graph below. In between two cognitive processes, there are dot there. This dot refer to Bhavanga. So Bhavanga consciousness arises between two cognitive processes in order to maintain the continuity of consciousness of existence between birth and death. It's the passive phase of consciousness as compared to the cognitive process. So there are two types of process only. One is cognitive process. Cognitive process, there are six types. Under the cognitive process, there are six types. And there's also one process free, which is Bhavanga. These two processes make up the life, make up the continuity of consciousness. As I go on, it will become clearer and clearer to you. Okay? Okay, now let us read what is the meaning of Bhavanga. Page 25. So Bhavanga, Bhavanga is the combination of two words, Bhava Anga. So Bhavanga means factor of existence, which is the indispensable condition for existence. The function of Bhavanga consciousness is to preserve the continuity of the mental stream through the duration of any single existence from conception to death. Okay, now let me ask a question. The consciousness, the cognitive process occur when a five door cognitive process is inactive. How about when we fall asleep? When we fall asleep, what type of consciousness is going on? When you fall asleep, all the five door senses are closed. And yet, the mind, consciousness cannot stop flowing. Cannot say stop. No, not possible. Unless Anagami and Arahant enter into Nirodha Samapatti. Cessation. Only then, the mind can stop for a while only. So long, Arahant and Anagami do not enter into Nirodha Samapatti, the consciousness will continue to flow. And now we fall asleep. So what type of consciousness take over? The active consciousness. What type of consciousness will take over the active one? Bhavanga. Bhavanga. Therefore, the function of Bhavanga is to maintain the continuity of consciousness so that it will not stop. Okay? This is the meaning of Bhavanga. Okay. Okay. And page 25 again, all Bhavanga consciousness are resultant consciousness produced by previous karma. When there's no cognitive process taking place, a countless series of Bhavanga consciousness which are passive or process-freed arise and pass away, filling the gap between one cognitive process and another, and thus preserving the continuity of existence. Therefore, the all samsara, the samsara is a continuity of consciousness, no end to it. This is called samsara. And this morning we mentioned the manifestation of consciousness. Do you remember? What is the manifestation of consciousness? A continuity of processes. This is the manifestation of consciousness. Okay, the reason consciousness must arise every moment during life, either within a cognitive process or as Bhavanga, is because the mental stream cannot stop flowing as long as the causes for its arising are still intact. In other words, as long as the karma that produced this life is not yet exhausted. So if I ask you, why consciousness cannot stop flowing, how should you answer? Because the causes for the consciousness to stop is still there. What are the causes? What are the causes for consciousness to arise again and again, again and again, endlessly? Ignorance and craving. Okay? So long, the root cause of samsara, the root cause for rebirth are still intact, then this consciousness will never come to the end. It will arise, pass away, to no end to it. This is called samsara. And the root causes are craving and ignorance, avijja and tanha. Okay? But there's one occasion, there's an occasion when the mental stream can be temporarily cut off. When a non-returner or an arahant enters into the attainment of cessation, Nirodha Samapatti. Sometimes they may feel weary of the constant arising and passing away of mind and matter, and so will enter into attainment of cessation to stop the arising of mind and consciousness born matter. Anagami and Arahant, when they practice the Vipassana, they constantly see arising and passing away of mind and body. So the mind get very disenchanted. Don't want to see anymore. The mind is tired to see arising and passing away. And there's no way to escape from it. So the only way is to enter into Nirodha Samapatti to let the mind stop for a while. Maybe for one day, up to 7 days. After that, then he emerged. In these 7 days, there's no mind at all. So sometimes when the Arahant enter into Samapatti, then he will sit there for 7 days without food. And people thought he's dead. And burn his body. But after 7 days, no matter how you burn the body, he will never die. After 7 days, he will come up from his attainment again. But if he does not make determination, let's say he enter into Samapatti, he forget to make determination, when I enter into the Samapatti, my body will not be burnt. If he forget to make this determination, then he will be burnt. Therefore, before enter into Samapatti, he got to make necessary requisite or preparation. Say that I will enter into how many days, and during this day, my body will not be burnt, will not be buried or burned, will not die, and so on. But if he forget, then if you think he's dead and burn him, that's not good for us also. Huh? Okay. Okay, since the object, the Bhavanga object is not a present object. Huh? So usually we are not aware of it. For example, the mind fall into Bhavanga, usually we do not know. Unless you come to meditation practice. Sometimes when you practice Anapanasati, and the concentration become very good, but suddenly, because the breath becomes subtle and subtle, you feel difficult to aware of it, and you lose your mindfulness. Your mindfulness cannot hold on to the breath because it's so subtle. Then your mind will fall into Bhavanga, a state of Bhavanga that you do not know anything. It's very peaceful, you do not know anything. After some time, you emerge from that experience, then you start to reflect, oh, what happening just now? Cannot remember everything, but it's very peaceful. This is called mind falling into Bhavanga. Those who practice concentration will understand it well. Okay? This is called Bhavanga consciousness. Okay, now let us see five door cognitive process on page 28. See page 28. I door cognitive process. So when no active cognitive process is taking place, Bhavanga consciousness flow on continuously one after the other. The moment a visible object or color impinges on the eye sensitivity and Bhavanga simultaneously, a series of 17 moments of consciousness called the eye-door cognitive process runs as follows. Okay, 17 consciousness moment. Number 1 is called past Bhavanga. Number 2, vibrating Bhavanga. Number 3, arresting Bhavanga. Number 4, five door averting consciousness. Okay, number 1st to number 3 is Bhavanga. So at that time, there's no object come into the mind. So Bhavanga flow. The very moment a color impinges the eye, and these three Bhavanga pass away already. And the color impinge the eye, then the first consciousness, active consciousness, is called five-door averting consciousness. This five-door averting consciousness avert to the object. What is it? When you first see the object, you cannot recognize. The mind will require first. What is it? If it is color, then eye consciousness arises. If it is sound, ear consciousness. So five door averting consciousness, like asking the question, what is it? What is this object? Whether it's color, sound, smell, tangible, and so on. Now suppose it's color, then followed by what? Eye consciousness. Okay, let's say now you see this. See the PowerPoint. Now your eye sees this one. So when your eye sees this color, first you do not know it's lotus. But now when you see, do you know? Yes. But actually, when you know the time, many, many of consciousness already arise and pass away. You cannot see all this consciousness. It's so fast, you cannot know. Only Buddha can explain to you. So when this object impinges the eyes. So what is the first consciousness? Now I see the page 29. What's the first consciousness? Past Bhavanga. Second one, vibrating Bhavanga. Then arresting Bhavanga. Number 4, five-door averting consciousness. Followed by eye consciousness. Because it's color, so eye consciousness arises. Then receiving consciousness, investigating consciousness, determining consciousness, all these are not important. What's most important is jhavana. Jhavana. You see the page 28, how many jhavanas are there? You count how many? Seven. Seven jhavanas are the most important one. Why? Because all the karma, whether good karma, bad karma, all perform under this seven jhavana. The previous consciousness not important. No karma involved, no problem. But jhavana, when it comes to jhavana, you got to be very careful already. If not, we perform an unwholesome karma, we will have to bear the unwholesome result. We will be the one who suffer. Okay? If we love ourselves, we have to take care of our mind to be more alert. Okay. So after seven jhavana, then two, registering consciousness. This is also not important. Not important. Then after that, the cognitive process, cognitive process finished. When finished, before another mind, cognitive process arises, in between, there's a gap. So what consciousness will arise? Bhavanga. Okay, bhavanga. I have to repeat many times for you to understand. Since it's also very important, I think it's the most important chapter, this chapter. Okay? Okay, let me repeat again. First, this object, lotus, come into impingement to the eyes. Then how the consciousness runs. Okay, number one is what? Pass bhavanga. You say P, pass bhavanga. V is what? Vibrating bhavanga. Then A, arresting bhavanga. F, 5-door averting consciousness. It's all in the book, you can see the book. 5-door averting consciousness, avert to the object and asking the question, what is it? If it's sound, then ear consciousness will arise. If it is color, then eye consciousness. So now it is color, right? So followed by E, eye consciousness. Then receive this object, receiving consciousness, followed by investigating what is this object. Then followed by determine, you know already, this is lotus. You determine already, this lotus. Then after that, jhavana, seven jhavana. When you know this lotus, then the liking and dislike will happen, will occur. Whether you like it or you dislike it. So this liking and dislike, karma is performed because there's a craving there, there's a irritation there. So these are all under the seven jhavana. And after that, two registration consciousness. Then 17 moment, then the mind lapse into bhavanga again. The mind slip for a second only, slip again. Okay, is it clear? Okay. However, in the actual process, 5-door cognitive process cannot understand this is lotus. He only understand this color. Cannot understand the lotus. In order to understand the form of the lotus, the name of the lotus, it must go through 3 or 4 mind-door cognitive process. Okay, so 5-door cognitive process only know the color. It doesn't know it's a pink or blue also. It just know it's a color only. In order to know what is it, many mind-door cognitive process will arise. Okay? Okay, followed by mind-door cognitive process. Mind-door cognitive process Okay, let us go five door. Five door cognitive process has 17 mind moment. 17. You may ask, why 17? Why not 19? Why not 25? Why not 100? Why? Answer is very simple. Because color is rupa, matter. The lifespan of color lasts for 17 mind moment only. The answer is very simple. Eye door cognitive process takes color. Color is rupa, right? Matter. So the lifespan of matter lasts for 17 moment only. Therefore, 17 mind moment enough to know this color. But to know what is this color, what is it? Is it flower? Is it stone? Is it house? Is it grass? You need my door cognitive process. Therefore, after I door cognitive process, my door cognitive process must follow after I door cognitive process. Why? Why my door cognitive process must follow after I door cognitive process? Why? In order to see clearly what is this object. Okay? Okay, here not 17 moment. Not 17 moment. Why not 17 moment? Because my door cognitive process takes past object. He reflect only, no more present object. Color already finished. Now the mind have to reflect. Depend on the old memory. Only then the mind can remember. If you never see the flower, you will never know it's flower, right? So once you know, you see, you register already, you memorize already this flower, then the perception will come back again and to recognize it again. So what you recognize now is past object already, no more present object. Okay. Therefore, the consciousness here, no need 17 moment. 12, enough for you to remember. What are the 12? Right, first, bhavanga. Then second, vibrating bhavanga. A is what? Arresting bhavanga. M, mind door consciousness. I, investigating. Sorry. This is the word. Mind is mind door averting consciousness. That's in the book there. Page 35. Let us read one more time. V is what? Vibrating bhavanga. A, arresting bhavanga. M, mind door averting consciousness. Then 7 jhavana. Then the last two, registering consciousness. Okay, this 7 jhavana here, wholesome or unwholesome karma is performed and strengthened at this stage. First, eye only sees color, still got like and dislike, but very subtle, because the form and shape not yet clear. But after my door is clearer, then the action, reaction also stronger, karma also stronger. Okay? So the first mind door connective process still cannot know the name and the form. Only know is the past object. Then followed by second mind door cognitive process. Then the memory comes. This is called lotus. This is called lotus. Then followed by third mind door cognitive process. The shape comes, the form. How the lotus looks like. Then the next mind door. After the third mind door, then the next mind door cognitive process, because the name also come, the shape also clear, then you start to develop like and dislike. And this time, wholesome and unwholesome karma are performed and strengthened again. Okay, any question? I know you get lost. Vibrating Bhavanga. Okay. No, you see the book only. See book. Refer to book. Book is correct one. Huh? Refer the book. Book is correct one. No. It's a mind-body cognitive process. Go through one round. One round, you reflect the lotus, the past object. Then second round, the name comes. Then third round, the shape comes. And the fourth round, you like it or you dislike it. You like it, then the karma, unwholesome karma rooted in greed. How many of them? Eight, right? Unwholesome karma rooted in greed will run 7 times at the jhana stage. If you don't like it, for somebody see a person, then one round not clear who is he. Second round not clear. Third round, oh John, I hate him. The fourth round clear already, you dislike it already. Then unwholesome karma will run. Unwholesome consciousness rooted in aversion or hatred will run 7 times in the jhana stage. Okay? Okay. Any question? You have to ask because this is very complicated. Yeah. It's the very weak cognitive mind-door cognitive process. Very weak mind-door cognitive process. Very weak one. Okay? Right? Come, ask again. You ask until you understand. Fifth, strengthen again and again. Your liking and disliking towards the object. For example, the person, first you don't know, not clear. First idol sees, but don't know who. Only know a color only. Then followed by my door, then the name, his name appear, then his shape appear, then after that, another my door, you develop like and dislike because the object now become clearer. So you develop like and dislike. Then follow, after like and dislike, you become angry or become greedy for that person. It's the following my door. After like and dislike, consciousness rooted in unwholesome, unwholesome consciousness rooted in anger or in greed will overwhelm your mind, will control your mind. Okay, any other question? Yep. Karma, very light. Yeah. But very light one. Not very important karma. Very light karma. It cannot produce in the hell, right? Mm. That the karma that produced in the hell, in the apaya is heavy, is strong karma. But that first mind door and second cannot produce one person in hungry ghosts, in animal kingdom or in hell. But still got very light, unwholesome karma. Yep. You mean the which one? First one or the last one? This is the fourth one. Let me go back to this one. So this is the first mind door, right? First mind door. Then second mind door, third door, up to the next mind door, like and dislike, when it stop, right? Depend on your mind, no? If you get angry 20 minutes, then 20 minutes only stop. If you get angry, yeah. You have to continue to be greedy, then the whole consciousness rooted in greed will run the whole day, whole night. Even lying on the bed, still longing for the woman, then they run endlessly. Right? Similarly, when a person get angry continuously, then this process will go on and go on until you stop your anger. Then it will stop. That's why Buddha said, transform your mind, quickly change. Use metta to change your anger, use 32-part loathsomeness, impurity to change the greed. Buddha give many antidotes to change the unwholesome mind to the wholesomeness. Idol, not possible. Idol is color only. The light and dislike not strong. We cannot feel it. Only Midol. Okay. So the practice of the Dhamma is to understand your mind clearly and to stop the unwholesome mind. And if it's wholesome mind, develop it further. Just like Buddha say, avoid evil, do good, cultivate your mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. But before you attend Abhidhamma, you think very lightly, unwholesome. Never mind, a little bit, never mind. A little bit greed, never mind. A little bit jealousy, never mind. A little bit competition, never mind. But if you understand Abhidhamma, snap of finger, 1,000 consciousness arise and pass away. So if you like an object for a long time, love it, like it, attach to it, then how many unwholesome consciousness, unwholesome karma has performed? You can imagine yourself. One snap finger, millions. Okay, any other question? Yes. Five door cognitive process take the present, external, sound, visible, taste, smell, and so on. All the consciousness does not store. Consciousness can become the object of consciousness. Consciousness itself take an object. Okay? I hope you don't confuse. Consciousness takes six types of object. What six types? Let us repeat. Consciousness takes six types of object: visible, sound, smell, taste, tangible, and mental object. Mental object can be the present one, can be the past one. But consciousness, if it is five door, we have two types, five door and my door. Five door all take present object. Eye door takes color. Ear door takes sound. It must be present one. No present, I cannot hear, right? So takes present object. Now I don't have tongue consciousness. Why? Because no object impinge my tongue. No object impinge my tongue. So my tongue consciousness cannot arise because no present object. But after five door taking present object, and five door cannot stop there. Must follow by my door. And that mind door arise, that present object, the lifespan already exhausted, finished. That present object already gone. The mind only remember. Depend on the past memory, the mind start to remember what is the name, what is the shape. Then when it become clear, then the mind start to develop liking, disliking, aversion, greed, jealousy, and so on. Where are these memories stored? This question asked by, asked by King Mininda again to Nagasena. where the memory store. Then the Magasena, Nagasena, Arahant Nagasena say, Arahant Nagasena didn't answer directly. He's a skillful debater also. He said that, he asked the king, now there's a mango tree. Mango tree. When mango tree in season, then mango comes, mango fruit comes. When it's not in season, out of season, we cannot see mango tree. We cannot see mango fruits. Then we cannot see mango fruit when it's out of season. Where the mango fruit store? So that when in season, we can see the mango fruit. Now, before the mango fruit appear, may I ask you where the fruit store first so that it can come out in season? How you answer? Okay, who want to answer? Where the mango fruit store in the mango tree? Store in the tree, All the element, you cut, peel the tree and out and find where the mango fruit, where the mango fruit, you cannot find mango fruit, right? Yeah, that's the answer. Conditioner. So all this consciousness, when the time for the consciousness to arise, it arises. Buddha's teaching is all conditional, nothing permanent, all cause and effect. Similarly, we cannot say mango fruit store in somewhere, store in a root, then you go and dig the root. No fruit. Store in the branch, cut off the branch, no fruit. Store inside the stem, you peel the stem, no mango fruit. But in season, it just bear fruit. This is the answer. Conditioner. When times for it to bear fruit, it bears fruit. Just like our karma. We perform a lot of unwholesome karma. Where is store? Tell me. Where the karma store? You cannot say where is store. You only can say the karma will produce its result when the favorable conditions are there for that karma to bear fruit. Same as mango fruit. This is the correct answer. Okay? This is the fixed law. Seven javana in sense sphere consciousness, seven javana must be the same type. This seven, let's say, the first consciousness, we have learned 12 unwholesome consciousness. The first one, consciousness accompanied by joy, associated with wrong view and prompted. Let's say. So this consciousness arise, it must arise seven times. This fixed law. You can change it, but another my door. Not seven, take out one, put it a wholesome one in between. That's not possible. Okay? Seven one must the same unwholesome one. But now you realize, let's say you realize the mind is in unwholesome. This unwholesome will bear fruit. You're afraid of it. Then you quickly change to wholesome. You quickly, let's say, quickly radiate metta. Then this javana will change to the wholesome one. Also seven times. Also seven times wholesome one. So it's the one consciousness runs for seven times. This is the fixed law. Citta niyama, fixed law of consciousness. No, you already perform. You already there. Yeah, you already there. Let's say a person get angry for few seconds. Later on, he realize I should not get angry. But that what you previously get angry, that javana already perform. Already perform. Already there. You cannot erase. No? That's why, Xiao Ye Zhang, in Theravada, there's no Xiao Ye Zhang. already it cannot erase anymore. You only say let's say we only can say that we already perform that unwholesome action, but we realize, so we quickly change the mind from unwholesome to the wholesome, to let the wholesome develop more and more and more and more, so the wholesome become powerful, then the unwholesome become weak, and when unwholesome become weak, then for the weak one to come out first is very difficult, no? Because your army, let's say your army is very strong, and the unwholesome one is your enemy. Only few, let's say 2%, but your army have 1,000 person. Then if you fight, of course the wholesome will win over the unwholesome. Therefore, if we have done a lot of unwholesome, we have to do more wholesome until dilute also cannot. To dilute or to overpower it. The wholesome overpower the unwholesome, so that the wholesome karma can ripen first. Unwholesome one has pushed away, far away already, because the army is very strong. But if we have done a lot of unwholesome one, and the wholesome one only little bit, how to fight? Little bit, very weak army cannot fight with strong army. And if it's so, then the unwholesome karma will keep on ripening. Therefore, sometimes in our life, we say low karma. Always unwholesome thing happen. It's because at that time, unwholesome karma get the power to ripen. So when you face low karma in your life, it's the time for you quickly do more and more wholesome karma, to overpower your unwholesome karma. Only then you can escape from that suffering of life. Am I answering your question? Yeah. Yeah, of course. I will touch it when later on. I will touch it. You can take this unwholesome mind as an object of contemplation, of course. For example, greed. The mind affected by greed as a mind affected by greed. So you turn it into vipassana. Then you see the mind is non-self. Then your insight arose. That's one way you can transform your mind. Turn the bad one to the good one. By way of vipassana. So the anger mind arises, you contemplate the anger, the mind affected by anger as mind affected by anger. This is called cittanupassana, contemplation of mind. Or you contemplate the greed, the mind affected by greed as a mind affected by greed. You don't contemplate my greed. Then the identity view becomes stronger, right? Okay, no more question? Any other question? Okay, then we shall stop here. Tomorrow we will continue. What type of karma perform under jhavana? There are many type of karma can perform under jhavana. We will touch this tomorrow. Okay, thank you.